Let's look what's happening market-wise today. To rain, to not to rain, that seems to be the question. It looks like the market, though, may be pulling back a little bit on what's happening in South America, and they're going to look at other external market weakness.
They did have some spotty rains down in Argentina, but some of the reports are still pretty scattered with not very good coverage and a little bit lower than expected for crops now. And combine that with a weaker dollar and some good news on the Chinese front, and that has put some support back underneath this market after we opened up lower on the grains.
A lot of buzz earlier in the week about exports and what we were going to see. Now, numbers came out this morning. Any surprises?
Nothing really surprising, all within the range of expectations. The corn was a little bit more on the upper side of the expectations, beans on the lower side, and beans kind of, or excuse me, the wheat right in the middle.
But what about the issues? I know with everything that's going on in the Ukraine and Russia with the dryness and the winter kill there, is that going to cause you maybe some export excitement for the wheat since we got such abundant numbers out there worldwide?
Well, it's going to have some interest, definitely. Although, you know, wheat in Europe, they're concerned about freeze damage there, and that's been mitigated now, so that's kind of counterbalanced just a little bit. Overall, the supply numbers on wheat worldwide is definitely very good, and a lot of the focus will still be on the corn and beans as the market leaders this coming year. Goldman Sachs, they actually did come out and raise their estimates in the next 3 to 6 months on corn prices and bean prices, increasing them as much as 60 cents a bushel.
Now that's good news for the grain side of it, but the livestock side, I'm sure, has got to get nervous when they hear words like that.
Well, they do, because with the high feeder cattle prices setting records every time you turn around, we need some competitive price grains to keep the cost of production down, and it may not happen here in the next 3 to 6 months.
Especially when they continue to talk about tighter supplies.
And definitely. Not only that, your ethanol plants are maybe starting to have some challenges in certain places. It sounds like Sutherland it might be shutting down here after a few weeks. So that puts some pressure on the utilization of byproducts as well.
Let's head over to the livestock side. Stronger dollar seems to be taking a toll on the cattle market.
Well, it has. It's backed it off, but there's also an export report that came out this morning showing only 68% of a year ago export sales in the beef. And, you know, with the packers deep in the red, it just makes it challenging for them to want to come out and bid up on cattle. Probably going to have close to a steady market this week. There's a little bit of activity going on as far as asking prices. Lower than a week ago, but it's all been passed, though, too. Box beef has been, for the last couple of days, has been working its way up, but the noon report here came down $1.20 on 183 loads. So just a lot of mixed noise here right now in the cattle market.
And no surprise that it looks like we're going to have to wait till Friday to see any cash numbers.
Well, at this point, that's the way it's looking, although that can change here pretty quickly. You know, and you get the hogs, too, that they've maybe getting some tighter supplies themselves. And one of the nice things here, or supporting things, features for the cattle market and the hog market, is that the funds have really kind of got lower total positions right now for the long side. And if they enter this market, we could see a nice little burst up.
Cattle and hogs, are they nervous about this potential snowstorm moving in?
Well, I think there's some concern. Right now, it's the weather is in the 30s, 40s. The pens are in great conditions. They could handle a little bit of snow right now. Hogs, they've had such great weather that their weights are actually increasing a little bit when we typically see them go down this time of year.
Well, speaking of the hogs, I know there's talk of maybe seeing some stabilization with their wholesale pork prices.
They did. They've actually about a dollar higher right now versus a week ago. They really need to get that stabilized. The exports need to keep happening. They've had some good numbers out of China in November, December, and we need to see that continue on to keep that market supported.